From Hollywood, it's the new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy. Tonight, to celebrate Edgar and Charlie's 20th anniversary on the air, we will look back through time and bring you some of the great highlights of past shows with Rudy Valli, W.C. Fields, John Barrymore, Don Ameche, Jimmy Stewart, Marilyn Monroe, Nelson Eddy, and our regular Sunday cast. Yes, it's the 20th anniversary on the air with Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Clip, you Bergens, help me. I'll mow you down.
It's Sunday night and time again transcribed for Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy with Mortimer Snerd, Carol Richards, Ray Noble, Jack Kirkwood, Rudy Whistler, the Mellow Men, Dave Barry, our guests from the past, yours truly, John Heaston, and our special guest, Nelson Eddy. And now here they are, the stars of our show, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Good evening, everybody.
Yeah. Holy smoke, it's Nelson Eddy. The last of the day, half hour. Nelson, what are you doing here?
Well, Charlie, I wanted to see you.
Really?
Yep, summer's coming on, and I could use a surfboard. Who says I don't have a sense of humor?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but whoever he is, he's right. Or,
actually, Charlie, Nelson came out just for old time's sake.
This show marks our 20th anniversary on radio. And if you remember, Nelson started with us way, way back.
Yes, that's right. I was so young then, well, I just can't seem to remember who carried me up to the mic.
Well, you must have been quite a boy. It took six ushers, so.
Well, we had a great gang back in the old Chase and Sanborn hour. Remember that, Nelson? And beside yourself, there was W.C. Fields, Don Ameche, and Dorothy L'Amour.
Yeah.
But, Nelson, your visit certainly brings back memories.
Well, speaking of memories, Edgar, I brought some to the studio with me.
Oh?
They are recordings of some of the highlights of your past shows.
You mean we're going to hear some of our old friends again?
That's right. I'm sure your audience would like to reminisce over those past 20 years with us. Let's see, Charlie, do you remember how it all started?
Yeah. In the beginning, there was Rudy Valli.
Yes, I suppose we could say Rudy was responsible for it all. He gave us our first chance. Put us on his show, you know.
I'll never forget when you went to him for the job. Listen.
Oh, Bergen, we've been waiting here for Rudy Valli for 3 days. I'm getting hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one that's hungry. I tell you, Charlie, I'm so starved, I could almost...
Don't look at me that way. No, I'm just skin and bone, Bergen. I'd only stick in your teeth.
Oh. Are you sure this is Rudy Valley's office?
Oh, it must be. There's a picture of Rudy Valli looking at a picture of Rudy Valli.
His Excellency, Rudy Valli. Well, everybody rise, please. Welcome, your crooner-ship.
Mr. Valli, we came to talk to you about your radio program.
Yes, awfully good, isn't it?
Well, it's not that so much.
Just what are you fellows doing here?
Well, I'm a ventriloquist.
A what?
A ventriloquist. I talk through my stomach.
That's nothing. I sing through my nose. Acrobats, jugglers, now ventriloquists. I'd have everything thrown at me.
Even grapefruit.
Oh, this is a thankless job. I spend my days and nights looking for talent, high and low.
Well, why don't you hire us?
I hadn't intended to look that low.
Well, we promised to work hard.
Well, are you reliable? You boys don't drink, do you?
Oh, no.
Drink? We hardly eat.
Well, I'm going to take a chance on you anyway, against my better judgment.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Valli, thank you. I deeply appreciate your generosity.
Oh, stop licking his hand.
And now, Mr. Valli, what about money?
Oh, that's all right. You won't have to pay me anything.
There have been some famous feuds in history. The Montagues and the Capulets, the Hatfields and the Coys. But this one topped them all.
I think I know the adversaries. Charlie and the great W.C. Fields.
How we battled.
Yes.
Oh, and how we loved every minute of it.
That's right.
And so did the audience.
Yes.
That feud was responsible for the biggest listening audience any radio show ever had.
Yeah.
Whenever Charlie and W.C. Fields met, sparks flew.
Ah, hello, Edgar.
If it isn't W.C., the original half-man, half-nose way.
Well, Charlie McCarthy, the woodpecker's pin-up boy.
Well, as long as you're here, Bill, you can talk to me while Charlie's getting his hair cut.
You know, Edgar, it's touching to see your affection for the little nipper. It strikes a tender chord in my heart.
Oh, thank you, Bill. You know, I thought you didn't like children.
Oh, not at all, Edgar. I love children. I can remember when, with my own little unsteady legs, I toddled from room to room.
When was that? Last night?
Quiet, Wormwood, or I'll whittle you down to a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Tell me, Charles, is it true your father was a gate-leg table?
If it is, your father was under it, or...
Why, you stunted spruce. I'll throw a Japanese beetle on you.
Why, you barfly, you. I'll stick a wick in your mouth and use you for an alcohol lamp without you. Oh, I tell you, we were good friends, weren't we?
Yes, Charlie. But I know one friend you've made on this program that you'd like to show a little more affection to. I'm referring to your lovely singing star, Carol Richards.
Oh, yes, I love her voice, and I'm just wild about her arrangements. Sing, Carol.
When you're in love, morning all day long, and when you're loved, you hear an April song. Cold won't chill you, fire won't burn. Morning all day long.
When you're in love.
When you're in love, you hear an April song.
Cold won't chill you. Fire won't burn.
When you're in love and you're loved in return.
When you're in love.
When you're in love, you learn to walk. A palace there. All comes true that you are dreaming of. When you're once again in love.
When you're in love again.
When you're in love again.
That was wonderful. You know, Edgar, there's one great pal of yours out of the past that I'm sure no one has forgotten. John Barrymore.
Oh, yes. He was not only a friend, he was a neighbor. He lived just a stone's throw away.
And many a time he threw it.
John owned quite a place. There was an aviary, a theater, a swimming pool, gun collection room, even a totem pole. In fact, if I remember rightly, we made a totem pole the subject of a radio show once.
You remember rightly, Edgar.
Yeah.
Mr. Barrymore, might I ask, why have you that ugly totem pole staring at us from your front lawn? Aren't you frightened when you get up in the morning and see those ugly faces staring at you?
Some morning he stares out and frightens the totem pole.
So help me speak the truth. Many a morning I feel like the third man from the top.
See, the great profile. And there he stands. Oh, yes. What features? Why, they look like you've been chiseled.
I have, laddie, Buck, many times.
Look at that nose, how it points. Marvelous. He looks like he's scented a covey of quail.
You know, John, your name is synonymous with profile.
Yes. And I might add, you know, it's getting a little tiresome riding through life side saddle.